this your host, your best friend, Carmen Strength, with no attachments, coming to you with the weekly podcast dedicated to self-love. And also, can you please click the follow button? Thank you. Thank you very much. Today, our hot topic will be to be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated. Get in here, and let's talk about to be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated. Why are we making vaccinations political? And we have deaths swarming all around us daily since 2020. Did you know that 1 out of 500 Americans have died? We need to use our common sense and have an extra level of protection for your health. And we always question CDC. Do you know what CDC stands for? CDC stands for Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And if you say the COVID is not real, why are these hospitals filled to the capacity? You know why they filled to the capacity? Due to the ignorance of the non-vaccinated. Yes, I said it, ignorance. Did you know the root word of ignorance is to ignore? And then when people have ignored all the warning signs, people are dying. They're telling you to wash your hands. They're telling you you shouldn't be in a large group, especially inside. You need to wear a mask at all times. To ignore that is ignorant. That is real. We all know someone that have passed away from COVID-19. Whether it was a relative, it was a neighbor, it was a colleague, it was a classmate, it was a friend, or a friend of a friend. So why we not getting vaccinated? So we have come to the point that the majority of the population have ignored the CDC guidelines to take precaution for the COVID-19. Scientists, doctors, they have went through tireless years of studying their craft from undergraduate to postgraduate, with many years of studying and researching. And all of a sudden, the unvaccinated, we know more than the scientists and the doctors, really. And we always say we do research. It is not research if you go to YouTube and someone is against not being vaccinated and you can prove all the videos for the people that do not want to be vaccinated. That is not research. Going on Facebook is not research. That is not research. Some people I have heard, I need to research. Research what? Are you really doing research? In case you didn't know, research is not original. It's a continuous. It's continuous studying and researching. So we need to get off of this. I need to do research. You cannot get research. You are not researching if you are asking your friend. You're asking someone that, if you're asking someone that can't even make a grocery bill, why are you asking them about whether or not you should take the COVID shot? Come on, let's be real. Okay, so we have these doctors and scientists, which means they know more. If a person know more than the average, and they're very skilled in their craft, they are awesome, phenomenal, they're called an expert. And I'm listening to all these different people on the sidelines, and they saying all the reasons why they don't want to get vaccinated. Well, tell me all the reasons you should get vaccinated. I have witnessed people that have had the COVID at least 2 or 3 times. Oh, I still won't get vaccinated. Well, if you had the COVID the first time, If you had the COVID the first time, it took your smell and it took your taste. Something about that would tell me, well, maybe I should get the vaccination. Then you get the COVID the second time, your hair fall out, you can't breathe, and you still don't have your taste and smell. Okay, and you're still not going to get vaccinated. Okay, then you get it the third time. You have all of that. So now you're in ICU. You done lost weight. Your hair done fell out. You're a different person. You got to go to rehab. You can't taste. You can't smell. And you still won't get the vaccination. What do you think that is? I think that person is ignoring what science and the doctors have said about COVID. So right now, the minority population, they just want to live their lives and obey the rules. And I'm one of them. I got vaccinated. Yes, I was hesitant, but then I started seeing people die. It started out, okay, we heard about someone that died. We knew of someone that died. But now it's coming close to home where you actually know someone that have died of COVID. And I had a couple of family members as well as friends that did have the COVID. And I had a family member that had a mild case and they could not smell or taste. And then I had another family member that had a moderate case of it. They could not breathe. They didn't have an appetite. It's so much going into that. Then I had a good friend. She had a severe case. She was almost, they had given her up. And what was her method is she had to pray and she had to fight. Because when you can't breathe, and she told me it feels like a gorilla is on your chest and only air you're getting is like through a straw. Wow. You don't have to tell me anymore. Hey, I'm getting my vaccination. And I did get my vaccination. And I had no problem with it when I got it the first time. Some people, we all are different. Some people got it. They say their arm was sore. My arm was not sore. When I got the second time, I had no symptoms. Next person might. But this is for your health. And we are worried about not wearing masks. Not only you're protecting yourself, you're protecting yourself against other people. I just see people walking around with no mask like nothing has ever happened. People are dying. I had a friend, a colleague, they went to a party. It was 10 people there. One person had an inkling that they had the COVID because they were already tested and they never told anyone. They went there. Out of 10 people, including that person, 6 people got the COVID. And the people that got it, they got a strand that was deadly. They all lived, but guess what? They are having heart problems now. They're taking so many pills. They're having kidney problems now. It is so much going on. Please wear your mask. People say they won't want to wear your mask. Why you don't want to wear your mask? If you start wearing in 2020 and then now we're in 2021, you should be accustomed to it. We're accustomed to everything else. I don't understand why we don't want to wear a mask. First of all, it prevents germs. I don't have to smell people's bad breath and everything. So wearing a mask, it's no big deal. Wear a mask. Right now, we're in a pandemic. It is not okay to not wear your mask, especially when you are in a closed environment. You're indoors. And one thing I don't understand, people that are unvaccinated always want to be everywhere with everyone and always get offended when you ask who are vaccinated. Okay, so it was an incident that it was something that came up, and this person was having a party. And it was a small gathering, gathering like for about a good 20 people. And I said one thing. I said, you need to be vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you need to stay at home. Oh, they got upset. Oh, I have my rights. I thought this was democracy. Yes, it is. But I also have a right to not be around you if you are not vaccinated. And the person, and I really couldn't believe that this person was not vaccinated. Much of this person worried about germs, and much as they were about COVID-19, and this person said they weren't vaccinated. Okay, you work in the public, and you work with adults, and you work with children, but you are not vaccinated. Okay, but you want to go everywhere. You were once a homebody and you didn't want to do anything, but now you decide you want to go everywhere. So you decided, well, hey, I'm not going to get vaccinated, but I'm going to hang out and I'm going to do the same thing that people that are vaccinated and people that do wear their masks. Okay. I got you. And guess what? I removed myself. I did not go to the party. Because everybody felt like, well, that's going to hurt their feelings. Carmen, you shouldn't say anything. But why not? But if I have tubes and I'm in ICU, then y'all could, everybody be like, well, I should have. Why I didn't say anything? I am still responsible for my health. And then also, I had an incident. Another thing, people always want to have get-together, especially family. And you know, family, they always get, okay, what are we planning on doing? Are we going to do this? We're going to do this. And it was at a family gathering, not really a family gathering, but everybody was trying to get together. We were there, but we were at distance. And so I kept saying, okay, y'all all trying to get together and do all this. I said, who's vaccinated? We all need to be vaccinated. Oh, the person that's not vaccinated will always, the people that's not vaccinated will always say something. Well, I'm not getting vaccinated. And I told this person, you're not going to get vaccinated. But you work in the public. Your spouse work in the public. You have kidney problems. You have heart problems. And you still won't get vaccinated, baby. You are high risk. And they said, oh no, I'm not gonna do it. They said they don't want to, they said they want to get the vaccination. Okay, so as I was getting ready to leave, I wanted to know. You know, some of my family members, they was all upset. Don't say nothing, don't say nothing. No. I want to say this. So I just asked, I said, what's the real reason why you're not getting vaccinated? I really want to know the real reason. Because everybody have reasons. Well, the person said they don't want to get vaccinated. They don't want to get vaccinated because they said their limbs will fall off. I said, your limbs will fall off? Oh, no. Well, they say, you really won't know. You really don't know. You got vaccinated. You don't know what's going on 5 or 10 years. 5 or 10 years, the world may not be here. So I told them, okay, you don't want to get vaccinated. But one thing I do know for sure. If you are vaccinated, you do have a choice. You made a choice to protect yourself. Now, vaccination is not the cure, but it is an extra level of protection. So, just saying I'm not going to get it, but if I do get it, I won't get it as bad and it will not go to my vital organs. That's the whole purpose. People get COVID, but I know people that have liver problems, kidney problems, heart problems. They have to go to rehab. Some of them can't even walk. People have fallen out. It's so much that they don't even tell you. It's so much that they go through hearing. They have so many problems. A lot of people don't share that with other people. But I did say, well, if you don't get vaccinated, you don't have a choice. You can get COVID and come out okay. Probably if you can't taste or you can't smell, that's kind of minor. But to me, that's still important to me because you need all your five senses. Or you can come out and you can have heart problems, have liver problems or whatever, or it might even be death. So you have no options. And we have been seeing in these different, we have been seeing on TV and different social media outlets where people will just say, please get the vaccination. You cannot get the vaccination if you have COVID at the current time that you receive your vaccination. I did have a family member that happened to. That family member has been down for 9 months because they did not know that they had the COVID and they got the shot, and this person is now in rehab. They have been in rehab for 9 months. So no, you cannot get it. So we just say protect yourself. So first of all, we came out the pandemic too early. But if we all get vaccinated, guess what? We could come out this pandemic sooner. But now we have the majority decide they're not going to get it. Then people talk about the Tuskegee experiment. You really need to do your research on that. Really do your research. Don't listen to they. Do not listen to the they committee. Do your own research. Exactly what happened. Yes, they did get syphilis, but they promised to give them treatment. They never gave them treatment. When you research, I mean research. You cannot research in 30 minutes. You cannot research in an hour. You cannot research in 12 hours. You cannot research in 1 day. Please get your facts. You cannot go on with what Karen said. You cannot go on with what Bill said. You cannot go on with what Quisha said. You cannot go on with some of the celebrities says, for as Nicki Minaj. Oh, no. Null and void. You have to really do your research interview. Before I got my vaccination, I had actually interviewed doctors. I have actually interviewed different scientists, people in the medical field. I mean, people that make it happen. Not no nurses. But actually doctors, people that, the shakers, the people at the top, I actually have asked them because I was wondering, should I get the Moderna or should I get the Pfizer? And I knew Johnson & Johnson. I was planning on getting that, but the first time I was sick, I was congested. I just got congested over the night. And then the second time I planned to get the Johnson & Johnson, something else happened. I got sick again. I said, you know what? I prayed about it. I said, you know what? I don't think Johnson & Johnson is for me. And it came out weeks later. Johnson & Johnson was not for me. I don't know what it would have done. But I looked at Johnson & Johnson. If you can't get talcum powder right and you can't get sunscreen right, and they still have class action lawsuits, then I don't think you will probably be good with this. Pfizer and Moderna, they are actually pharmaceutical companies. That's what they do day in and day out. So those were the two that I was looking at. I'm not going to tell you which one I got. But when I got it, I got the one that no one died from. We're going to just leave it as that. So just to make my case, and I just want to tell the minority population, we just want to live. The ones that's vaccinated, it seems like we are the minority. The majority does not want to get vaccinated. So now we have an unvaccinated pandemic. So the pandemic is the people that don't want to get vaccinated. Guess what? We got to suffer. Now they're coming out with a booster shot because people don't want to. Because guess what? Those variants, they are getting stronger and stronger. We got the Delta. They got other names. Woo! It's getting like that. So far, I can say majority of my family members have gotten vaccinated. My siblings, most of my immediate family have. I do have some that's like, I'm not getting it. And I have seen it so many times. A young couple pass away from COVID and they leave these young kids as orphans. And all they had to do was get a shot. Pregnant women, yes, you can get a shot. Yes, you can get a shot while you're pregnant. So I just want to address some myths. It's not that many, but I just want to address these three myths that I keep hearing. Okay, they always say my DNA will change. No, your DNA will not change. Some of y'all DNA, it might need to be changed for the best. But no, it will not change your DNA. Next thing, they're giving me the COVID-19. No, they're not giving you the COVID-19 when you get the vaccination. No, it's not. It actually, they have it where when they give you the vaccination, it actually is looking out for anything that has to deal with COVID-19. And I can tell from my experience, and I have some family members that had experience. I mean, one time I wasn't feeling real good. I was kind of feeling like, I don't know. I never felt like that before. But it seemed like something turned on internally. And like the next day, I felt great. I had a family member that had that were vaccinated. All of a sudden, they got an earache. Never had an earache a day in their life. Didn't have a toothache or nothing. Never had an earache. Was feeling terrible and everything. We went and got over-the-counter medicine to help this person. The next day, they was feeling great. And that's what the vaccination does. It looks for anything to deal with COVID-19. And what it does, it blocks that. It actually does. I actually have felt that. And I have heard other testimonies of people doing that. Then I have heard that, I already had the COVID-19, so I'm good. Why do I have to take it now? Why do I have to take it? There are people I know that have had the COVID-19 over once, over twice, three times. I haven't met anyone that has had it over three times. But I have a family member that has a family member, which means I'm not related to that family member. They did actually have a relative that got the first time, we're trying to hear them get back to work, got the second time, and they work with the public. And that third time, they didn't make it. They didn't make it. They passed. Young, left the wife and the kids. So then it says, then another miss. Oh, it's only for the brown and black. There is no color when it comes to the COVID-19. I don't care if you black, blue, green, brown, white, yellow, red. There. It doesn't say, well, it's going to hit the black community. Well, it's going to hit the Hispanic community. It's going to hit the white community. It's going to hit the Asian community. No. Everybody, they get COVID. It's not like, okay, if you get COVID, then this is what you're going to get. That's one thing about the COVID. You will not know what your symptoms are. You will not know your ailments. That's the thing about it. You might come through, you might not. They have had people been in comas for 6 months. And they have had some people, they got COVID, they're okay. My 96-year-old grandmother had the COVID. It did nothing to her. They had to tell her she had the COVID. It did nothing to her. So we don't know. They still trying to find out about our system and different things to figure out why this person had the COVID and it did nothing. This one had the COVID. They just had hot sweats and they had fever. And the next person, they can't breathe. They do not know. They are still doing research. They are still doing research. But now we still have a choice to get vaccinated. And one thing, if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's okay. Stay at home. But if you work with the public and you are a social fly, you love to talk and see everybody. You like to hang out, go to parties, get togethers. You want to be everywhere. You need to be vaccinated. You're around everybody. You don't know what they got. They don't know what they have. You should get vaccinated. So let's do what the CDC says. The CDC says wear a mask. When you wear a mask, wear a clean mask. Not a mess that you've been having for 3 weeks and it's dirty all around. It's dirty all around the rims and everything. No, no. You got lipstick on it, everything. No. You had a perfume or the cologne that you had on last week. No, you need to have a clean mask that covers your nose. I see people on with masks and their nose are not covered. Your nose need to be covered as well as your mouth. Again, we are fighting the unvaccinated pandemic. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please take this seriously. Please wear your mask and try to get vaccinated. There's another myth I heard. I take so much medicine, I can't take the vaccination. My doctor said that. Your doctor said what? That's more reason you need to take it. And for the record, the stat says the people that are dying now with the Delta variant, those are the unvaccinated. It's 99%. The hospitals, the ICU, they're filled to the capacity with the 99% of the unvaccinated. Yes, some people that are fully vaccinated, yes, they have passed. But they found out, research is showing that they had other health issues. I have a colleague. This person has all kinds of health problems. I'm not trying to put them on the bus. They have all kinds of health problems. I love them. They have been fully vaccinated. They do wear their masks when they want to. Why are you hanging out with unvaccinated people? Why are you everywhere? And you have underlying health problems. Just because you are fully, also for the fully vaccinated, just because you're fully vaccinated, it's not automatic. Okay, it's secure. You good. But still, we still need to protect ourselves. But if you have underlying health problems, you know what they are. If you are overweight, if you're morbidly obese, if you're obese, if you have diabetes, if you have heart problems, if you have high blood pressure, if you have kidney problems, liver problems, breathing problems, you probably need to get fully vaccinated, and you probably need to limit your visitations, and you probably need to wear a mask probably soon you get out the bed, really, really. So again, we are fighting the unvaccinated pandemic. We fight against ourselves. So please get vaccinated. And it was one man that said he has 99 problems and getting vaccinated is not one. That particular person, they are not here with us today. And it's like people have made so many jokes about the vaccination and everything. Don't do that. Do not put that on yourself. Do not put that karma on yourself. Please do not put that on yourself. Again, please get vaccinated. I know I will probably get a lot of feedback, but no problem. Bring it on. Thank you for listening to No Attachments by Carmen Strength. The diamond for the week is to fall in love with yourself is the first secret to happiness. You can send comments or suggestions to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Again, you can send comments or suggestions to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Remember, be necessary, be essential, be relevant. Love you now, love you later. See you on the next No Attachments.